Hi. Last week, July 22nd, Governor Walz issued Executive Order 20-81, which makes the wearing of masks mandatory throughout the state of Minnesota when you are in a place of public accommodation and it's indoors. Now, it doesn't apply to small children, those who are 5 years old or less, but everyone else, it applies. So while you're driving in your car and not wearing a mask and you stop for gas, when you go in to pay for the gas, you will have to wear a mask. Now, Governor Walz issued Executive Order 20-82 about a week later, which is specific to schools and school districts. But 20-81 applies to everyone, even if they're in a school. So if you're a student at whatever elementary school or high school, you're going to have to wear a mask and abide by the rules of the school district. And there are penalties. For instance, for an individual person, if you're found in violation, it's a petty misdemeanor. Now, that's not a crime. It's like a speeding ticket, but you could get a $100 fine. But if you're a business owner or business manager and you violate the rules for your company or business, you could be facing a misdemeanor charge and fines up to $25,000 and court orders preventing you from doing certain activities in the future. But what's interesting about Executive Order 20-81 is there are no penalties for the schools. So if a school district or some school decides to completely violate the order, that specific executive order doesn't have a penalty for the school itself. Now, obviously, an individual in the school, whether it be an educator, a social worker, or even a janitor, if they individually violate the order, it's still a petty misdemeanor. But as to the school itself, there really are no penalties.